Here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I am speaking with Bob Parker, who is CEO of the National Peanut Board. And Bob, first of all, the National Peanut Board received the Valor Award from Valent this year. Probably, I think it's the first time an organization ever got the award. What do you think about that?
Well, we're hugely honored and excited that the industry would recognize us in such a way. And it shows the hard work that our staff and our board and our agency and all the state organizations in America are doing, working together to promote peanuts. And we have made a lot of progress in areas like food allergy and sustainability messaging, and we're just excited and honored.
Well, talk a little bit about the progress that you made in food allergies, because that's really why you were honored by Valent with this award. I know I just read recently about a woman who was doing almost like allergy tests, that they kept introducing a little bit of peanut at a time, a little bit of peanut at a time to her young child, and that now he can withstand it where he couldn't before.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Going back to the early 2000s, the Peanut Board even then recognized that it was an emerging problem that needed to be addressed. And we've invested over $22 million in food allergy. And we've won over many food allergy advocacy groups who viewed us with suspicion when we appeared, because they thought, well, you're trying to get my child to eat peanuts when it could hurt them. And we were very upfront that we don't deny the existence of peanut allergy and that it's dangerous to someone who has it, but it can be managed and quality of life can be maintained. But we also put money into research. And one of the research programs that we've supported for many years finally published 2 years ago that proved withholding peanuts from small children until a certain age actually was contributing to the problem, and that by introducing peanuts as soon as they got on solid food could reduce the incidence by over 80%. So we were encouraged that this research had paid off like it has. So it took 2 years for the government to publish guidelines, which were published early this year, and now we see that we have to get the word out. We've got to get the word out to parents and healthcare practitioners and make sure that people understand the change, because many who are aware of the change don't understand it. Saying you were saying avoid 2 years ago, now you're saying to give them. So were you right then or are you right now? So we're showing that we have science-based, evidence-based data to support what we're saying.
Well, when you spoke today, we were talking about marketing to millennials, and you had some great points about how their eating habits have really changed and how peanuts can fit into that.
I had a baby boomer, like me, one time come and say, why aren't you marketing to us? Why don't we count? Well, my wife and I have pretty much made our life choices. We've made most decisions on what we're going to eat and what we're not going to eat. And we realized that millennials, which are the single largest segment of the population, didn't grow up eating peanuts like we did. They were the first generation to be exposed to the food allergy issue. They also got conflicting information about nutritional characteristics of peanuts versus almonds and other nuts. So we're working to change that tide and get millennials to understand that peanuts are healthy and it's a good choice. It's a good natural, unprocessed whole food that they can eat and that they can feed their families.
You were showing some examples of snack foods and also fully prepared foods, which is another thing that millennials are, they just want to be able to grab it and go. But they want it fresh, they want it healthy at the same time. And also their palates are so much more different than us baby boomers because they've been exposed to so many different tastes and different cultural tastes.
Yeah, and peanuts fit into that. They fit into ethnic foods very well. Someone said one time that peanuts bring the familiar to the exotic and the exotic to the familiar. I mean, they fit with any type of food. So they work in sauces, peanut sauces, not just sweets, but in meals. And the rise of frozen foods is a really interesting thing that's taking place now, where consumers are recognizing that really healthy foods with few preservatives can be frozen in their natural state and be maintained until they're ready to eat and quickly heated with a microwave. Peanuts have a place in that type of serving thing. And then consumers eat on the go. They eat in their cars. They eat at their desk. They pull food out of their backpacks. And they don't stop to have lunches or breakfast like we always did.
Well, overall, you called this the peanut white space?
Yeah, we're just saying that the opportunity for new uses and eating occasions for peanuts is a white space. There's nothing there right now. That's what we're looking for, is where are those opportunities?
Well, thank you very much. Here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference near Destin, Florida, I'm Cindy Zimmer.